Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. Every week we have visitors' comments by Dawn Kennedy, and here she is.
Good morning. Weldon Baker, who is a TCKF treasurer, went up to God's Garden after finishing financials to check on things with Buddy and visit with Kathy Lyles. A big tour bus showed up, not announced or scheduled, through the Cross office. The charter bus was from Missouri, filled with 52 folks. No tour guide chaplains were in God's Garden at the moment, and there were 50 additional visitors all at the same time. I met the bus and gave them a short tour and talk. They were all believers. They had been on a 10-day tour and told me that they had been to Yellowstone, Carlsbad Caverns, Palo Duro Canyon, Grand Canyon, Mesa Verde, Big Bend, and now their highlight, the Empty Cross. I talked to the driver and he told me the tour was set up through TripAdvisor. What a day and a great surprise and a good one. Jack Rothenfluh, the director of C10 Ministries, said he was so excited for Max and knows that he's over the top as well about the Lion of Judah going to Israel. He said, "You should be, Max, as this is a major God-orchestrated deal. Also, fantastic article in Pix and Charisma about the garden in the June issue." Norma Perez of San Antonio said, "Thank you for this wonderful, beautiful place to come closer to our Heavenly Father. I wish I could help out more, but I'm claiming someday soon I will be able to help out too." Mike Payne, KSLR manager of San Antonio, said, "Max, God bless you for all your faithful and tireless work on this Lion of Judah to Israel. God's glory shows through you. I pray you will continue to have vision and strength in all of your projects." And finally, "This is a beautiful place. Thank you," said Shane and Margaret Daugherty of Grand Prairie, Texas.
Don Kennedy, thank you very much, and we appreciate you doing that for us. And let's introduce our new co-host, Loetta Roschke. Loetta, welcome to the show. Good to see you.
It is good to see you, Roy. So glad to be here today.
We want to say thank you to Max for being with us for so long and helping us get this thing started.
Absolutely.
And he's taking a well-deserved vacation.
Yes, he is. He deserves it. He and Sherry both. I've never seen two people work any harder and longer than those two.
And he did work.
Yes, he did.
He was prepared. I will tell you this, in all the over three years of shows that we worked together, every time we'd come in, he had all those scripts all ready to go.
I remember when I was a guest.
Well, tell us a little about yourself real briefly, what it is that you do, because you have a great background yourself.
Well, I have a ministry called Loetta Roschke Ministries, and I lead worship, and I teach the word and preach the word on Impact Christian Network, mm-hmm. The Be Free TV show, as well as the Be Free radio show that airs in the Hill Country area.
And how do they hear that show and how do they see it?
Well, they can go to our Facebook page every Wednesday or every week. We have a live Facebook feed and they can watch that, or they can go to our website and pull up the podcast and also previous TV programs at luada.org, luada.org.
All right. Well, we're going to change the format a little bit from what we used to do. And I think it's going to work really well. You're going to bring on a special guest every week, someone mm-hmm. really special.
Yes.
And not that we didn't have really special guests before. I had to cover my bases there. But it so happens I know this lady, mm-hmm. and I've seen her working over many years out there. So I'm really excited about having her on today. And I'm going to let you introduce our guest, if you don't mind.
Okay. This is Kathy Lau. She's a tour guide and an experienced gardener for over 55 years. And I tell you what, Kathy Lau has brought the landscape and the beauty of the Coming King Sculptural Garden to an all-new height. I mean, from before she was there till now, she just has an eye for gardening, for flowers, for landscaping. And, man, I tell you, weeds are in trouble when they are around her. That girl can pull up weeds faster than anybody. But Kathy Lyles is amazingly gifted at gardening and landscaping and such an eye for it. So we thank you so much, Kathy, for all that you have done at the Coming King Sculpture Garden, and welcome today.
Thank you, and thank you for your kind words.
Yes, it's all true. Every bit of it is true. So, Kathy, what brought you to the Coming King Sculpture Garden?
Well, okay, so we moved to the Hill Country in 2000, and I proceeded to launch into all kinds of volunteer work in Fredericksburg, where we live. And I mean, I was taking care of four community gardens.
Wow.
I love to garden, and just working and working and working, my fingers to the bone. But a few years went by, and I realized that I was doing a lot of serving others, but I wasn't serving the kingdom.
Ah.
So I began to pray. I began to pray, "Lord, what is it you want me to do for you and for the kingdom?" And I kept praying that, and it took a little while, maybe a couple of years. And then one day in 2015, my husband and I took an out-of-town guest to Kerrville, and we went up to the cross my first time. And I was just flabbergasted at the beauty, and this, you know, it was spectacular. I just loved it. And I was just amazed that, you know, it had been there, and I didn't get there till 2015, and I only lived 25 miles down the road. But anyway, a couple days later, I thought about, well, I saw some weeds up there. I wonder if they could use some help weeding. And so I wrote the person on the website, who happened to be Max, and he said, "Sure, come on." And And you know, we'd love your help. So that's how I got there. It was really an answer to prayer. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because I'd been praying for like 2 years. And I never, and I told the Lord, I'll sit in an office and do office work. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that he'd let me garden for him.
Well, you do a fantastic job. You're anointed to do that. You know, people are anointed to sing, to paint, to whatever, you know, play musical instruments. But you are anointed to garden. I have none of that anointing. I have a black thumb anointing on it, actually, that does not work for me. But you are amazingly anointed with that. And thank you for saying yes to that. And, okay, so, Kathy, you had an amazing experience at the cross. Tell us about it.
Well, recently I was up there. It was late in the afternoon, and this young man approached me with an armload of branches that he'd picked up, and he asked me if he could have those. I said, sure. So we started talking, and he asked me, you know, if we did baptisms up there at the cross, and I said, absolutely. I said, just call the office and schedule that. And we kept talking, and he said, well, you know, is it okay to be baptized twice? And I said, yes, it is, because I was baptized twice. I was baptized at 16 when I answered an altar call, but I accepted Jesus as my Savior, but not so much as the Lord of my life. And so at 38, I made that decision. I yielded my life to Christ, and I wanted to be baptized again after that decision. So I told the young man this, that yes, absolutely. He said, yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking. And I said, well, sure. And then he turned to me and he said, will you baptize me? And I said, right now? And he said, yes. And I said, okay. I said, what about your clothes? You'll be all wet. He said, that's okay. I've never baptized anybody. I never thought I would. But what, you know, what I'm going to do? So I wanted to make sure that he, you know, we chatted, but and he seemed to know the Lord, but I wanted to make sure. So I said, let's go inside the cross and let's read those plaques, because that would tell me where he was spiritually. So we did. We went in the cross and I had him read them aloud. And you know, and what was on there was familiar. So he was a Christ follower. So then we went over to the fountain and I baptized him.
Kathy, that is amazing. And you know what I love about you is that you're not out there like looking for him. Like Max, like he has this radar for people, and he, no matter where they are, he's like, okay, do you know Jesus? Do you know? But God brings them to you, and you're open.
He does.
You don't say no. You're like, okay, Lord, if I have to baptize somebody today, that's what I'm doing. And I love that. That is so awesome.
It was such a surprise.
Yeah. Well, see, they see her gardening.
Right.
She's sneaky. She's in there gardening, and they see her as harmless. Oh, she's not going to do anything. She's not going to do this. She's not going to do that. And then all of a sudden,
I know. She's like God's secret agent gardener.
And she has, I've watched her. There's these people. She has this ability that people just come to her.
I know. God just slid her in there. You didn't know what all you were signing up for, girl.
I didn't. You know, the day that I met Max, and I think it was my second week, and I was there to pull weeds. I mean, that's basically what I do, groom the garden. And because we have donor landscapers who have designed and installed it, I just groom it and try to keep it maintained nicely. But it was like the second week there, and I met Max, and he said, well, maybe you want to become a tour guide chaplain. And I'm like, I didn't even know what that was. So I said, well, maybe later. But I was like, you know, I was overwhelmed with, you know, I'm just here to learn which weeds to pull. But anyway, so it did end up that I did become a tour guide chaplain.
Well, and you're an excellent one. We all do it in a different way, but you're an excellent one.
Well, it's because, you know, I'm there and I have hundreds of thousands of weeds to pull, and that's not an exaggeration. And
right.
And I weed for 8 hours, 10 hours a day. And so I, you know, I've got that heavy duty job, but I told the Lord I'm willing and I'm here, and he does. He sends them over, and it's really neat because I got my head over and I'm whacking away at the weeds, and somebody will say, excuse me. And that's my signal.
That's
what
your
they say.
Signal.
Excuse me, can you?
God's calling.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it, I mean, the first time, second time, third time, fourth time it happened, it was like, took that long before I realized that it was the Holy Spirit. And you know.
I love it.
So I do pray as I'm gardening and say, Lord, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, if there's somebody here, you know, send them over.
Like we should be in everything in life. I'm here, Lord, wherever I'm at the grocery store, wherever, you know, I'm here, send somebody.
I've heard a lot of testimonies in my life, and I've heard a lot of testimonies on this show. But this is a very special one because
yes.
it's a gardener
yes.
at the cross
yeah.
that is ministering.
Right.
And
I know.
It's great.
Yeah. And she just, it's just kind of like she didn't go there to minister. She went there to do something practical,
but God
had a spiritual, right. He did. Well, Kathy, what led you to become a tour guide chaplain?
It was early on, probably that first year, I think, 2015. And I was over there head down, you know, whacking away. And I'd seen this young woman. I'd noticed her because as I walk around, I look at the visitors and I hear this, excuse me, this was the first one. And I stood up, and she started asking me about how long the garden had been there and things like that. And I was answering her questions, and then I started asking her about herself. And her husband was divorcing her, and she'd had to get a job, and, you know, she was having a really tough time. And so I just recognized she needed prayer. I asked her if she wanted prayer, and she said yes. And so I prayed with her, and she was the first person I prayed for in the garden. And I was not a tour guide chaplain at this point. And afterwards, we continued to talk, and she confided that she'd had suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, that was so heavy duty. And I gave her, you know, best counsel I could and all. But after that, I said, I need to become a tour guide chaplain mm-hmm. because I want to be equipped as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I listened to the tapes and read the literature and so mm-hmm. on, because that experience told me that I need to be as equipped as possible to help people mm-hmm. who come up looking for hope.
Mm-hmm. So true, because that's where they come.
They do. And I've met a lot of believers, but they need encouragement mm-hmm. and they need hope.
Right.
How many suicides? I don't know the exact number.
I don't even know, but there's quite a
40,
number.
50, 100 mm-hmm, suicides
that God is
that they've confirmed that have mm-hmm. not killed themselves because mm-hmm. of what happened to them at the cross.
Well, I actually had a lady that we took up there that literally had the gun ready, had the suicide note written.
You know, this
and
is
God
quite
just
a,
met her.
This is quite a story, because this had to have a tremendous impact on you as a mm-hmm. person, because what would it have been like for you to have had somebody cross your path, and because you weren't prepared, that person lost their life. And so now you are prepared because you became a qualified chaplain, and you are prepared to know how to deal with that. You can't prevent people from taking their life, but you've increased your chances of doing that.
And whether they have, whether they're having the suicidal thoughts or they have made up their mind to do it, you know, is we don't ever know that, but we just minister life to them,
right.
period, you know,
yes.
whoever comes up.
Yes.
And it is just, I think Max calls it like the biggest fishing hole. I mean, just like, and the fish are jumping into the boat too at the Cumming Kings Sculptural Prayer Garden. Thank you, Kathy, so much for saying yes to God.
Anything that you want to share with folks before you go that's important to you?
Oh, boy, here's one of those.
Well, there's things questions. That have happened to you. You've had all these different
things. Okay, the one thing is that...
That's special to you in your heart.
Well, what comes to mind is the people that I've met from working in the garden, the other volunteers, and all the people, you know, affiliated with the Cumming Kings Sculptural Prayer Garden are the most wonderful, the godliest people I've ever known.
Hmm.
And I've learned so
they
much from
them.
They are
truly blessings, aren't they?
They are. I've just learned so much from knowing them, from watching them work, from being around them. And so what a blessing it has been to me to be there.
Now, you're up there just about every day, or how many days
a
week?
No, I come one day a week. I live in Fredericksburg, so I drive over, and I figure, okay, I drove over, and I'm all dirty and grimy, so I stay for about 10 hours.
What day do you come?
It varies.
She will not try to pit her down.
No, it does.
Her listening audience can follow her and find her. She's smart enough.
Lately, I've been doing Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
It's not
so if you want to meet the lady we're talking to right now, Kathy Lyles, the famous Kathy Lyles.
You
now,
are
she's
the
on
famous
the
Kathy Lyles.
So, but Kathy, thank you for sharing with us today, because I personally have watched you, and we've known each other over the years, and I've marveled at the work that she does. And she gets out there and it's hot and she's still working and working, and she's doing the one thing I hate, pulling weeds. I hate pulling weeds.
I could not do that.
Yeah.
I'm a wimp.
Thank
I couldn't
you
do
for
it.
Being here. All right, Loretta, people are listening right now. There might be somebody out there that wants to get to know more about the Cross in Kerrville, about our programs, or maybe want to be one of our supporters in some way. How do they reach us?
They can go to www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or they can call the office at 830-928-7774.
All right, and your ministry, how can they contact you?
Luada.org, L-O-U-A-D-A.org, Luada.org.
All right. On behalf of Kathy Lyles and Lloyd Oroski and all the people and the volunteers at the Cross in Kerrville, we appreciate your listening this week.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.